Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning back in to the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you once again tuning in today. And we have got so much things that's going on around our church. And I know that you guys are busy as well, getting everything ready for your Christmas cantatas and your Christmas plays and all of those different things. But we wanted to feature this week, we wanted to feature some things about Christmas because we are celebrating the Christmas season and thinking about the Lord's birth. And I love this time of year, but God's been so good to us. We focused this week speaking about the Lord and the wise men. We looked first of all at the wise men and their travels. But today we're going to be focusing in on the wise men and the gifts that they have brought to the Lord. And so the next 2 days, today and tomorrow, we're going to focus on the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and how that they are a symbol of the Lord as a priest, a prophet, and a king. And I hope that this is going to be a blessing to you as you listen today. We're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're preaching on that subject of the wise men and their treasures. Hope it's a blessing as you listen today. We're going to play just a little bit more of this O Holy Night, and then we'll go right into the message. Verse 7, and this is before Herod, all right? Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, and it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw a young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, these wise men brought some gifts. They brought treasures. They opened them before the Lord. They were presenting them to the king, amen. But what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we need to present ourselves before the King of Glory. Amen. We need to give God ourselves. Look here. And they presented, notice the specific gifts that was mentioned here, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should return to Herod. They should not return to Herod. They departed into their own country another way. Now, I want to preach this morning once again on the wise men and their gifts. I believe that God wants to show us something this morning. I feel like that the Lord would have us to look at, we've looked at their journey, we looked at the star, and we know that there's some things that we do know about these wise men. We know that they traveled from afar. Now, I'm not talking about it from a fire, I'm talking about from afar. I mean, it was a long ways off. They traveled from the east. We know that they were obedient to follow the star. We know that they were coming to Bethlehem for a purpose. They were coming to worship the newborn king, amen. We also know that they had specific gifts that they were given to the Savior. I asked the Lord to help me this morning on this subject. I want to preach on the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. Now, these three gifts all have significance to bear, and they bear a picture of the divine titles of the Lord. There's three main titles that's given to our Savior. What are the three main titles? Well, the three main titles are this: He is a prophet, He is a priest, and He is a king. Now, just as we believe that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, instruction, and righteousness, we also believe this. We also believe that the alignment of the Bible, God knew, listen, when God listed these areas of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, he was listing them in such a category, in such an area, that, man, he knew exactly what he was doing. Matthew, the first book of the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Matthew mentions this gift of the gold first because he was presenting in his writing that of a king. He was talking to us that there's a king coming. Amen. And that was what the book of Matthew presented the Lord Jesus Christ as. It's interesting, however, that the book of Mark, the second book of the Gospels, we find that in the New Testament, it writes about the fact that Christ was not a king, but he's coming as a servant. Amen. He's coming to do a task. But he doesn't mention these gifts. In fact, he doesn't even mention at all the birth of Christ in the book of Mark. But then we get over to the book of Luke, and y'all know the book of Luke mentions the birth of Christ. Amen. We read it every year. Amen. To our young people, we read it to our congregation. Amen. About the birth of Christ out of the book of Luke. But we also find that that Luke is presenting Christ as the Son of Man. And so we go forward and move on a little bit farther, and we find that John, the Gospel of John, presents Jesus as being the Son of God. So if you list all four of these books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you find this. We have a king, amen, who became a servant, who's the Son of Man while also being the Son of God. Jesus is just not a good man. I hate that when people say that. Oh, Jesus was a good man and he was a good teacher. No, he was much more than a good man, friend. He was much more than a teacher. No, he was the Son of God, amen, robed in royal flesh, amen. Thank God. I want to look this morning specifically at those three areas of the offices of the priest, the king, and the prophet. Now, I think that you're going to see some things this morning. I believe that these specific gifts were presented to Jesus by the wise men. These gifts had great symbolic value. Jesus was presented with the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And these three gifts, we see first of all that the gold speaks of Christ as being king. Now, frankincense was used by the office of the priest, and so it speaks of Christ as being our high priest, amen. While the myrrh, the office of the myrrh, it speaks of that of the prophet. Myrrh was used to embalm people when they died. And so that myrrh represents the death. And so it's speaking about that of the prophet. And we'll go into those things here in just a moment. We've spoken of just a little bit about the purpose of the gifts, but let's look on the specifics of the gifts for just a moment. Now, these specific gifts are significant because they prophesy of the Lord's future. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, I picture it this way. I'm speaking about that of the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, there was a place called the tabernacle. Anybody remember the tabernacle? Everything that God does in his word is specific. I'm telling you, this is not a book that's just been thrown together. It's not a fairy tale, amen. It's God's book, amen. It's God. God authored it. God penned it. God wrote it, amen. And God gave it to man so to read and to understand, just like the elements of the world. There's things that causes this world to stay together, amen. Elements, if you will. And so this world, you take one element out of the world, it becomes a bomb, amen. It'll blow up. But the Lord's word is the same way. It's built upon principles and brought upon truths all throughout the word of God. We go to the tabernacle for just a moment. We find the first piece of furniture there in the tabernacle was called the brazen altar. That's where the fire was built. And the fire was built in the place of sacrifice, amen. And that brazen altar was there, and it would continuously almost keep a fire going, amen. And if they was going to keep the fire burning on the inside of the tabernacle, this is what they do. They'd have to go outside to the brazen altar, and they'd have to collect the fire to bring it, keep everything going on the inside. The incense altar was fired by the brazen altar. The candlestick was continuously kept going by that brazen altar. What are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you, you can't get to God. You'll never have fellowship with God unless you go by the place of sacrifice. Must be by the blood. I tell you, somebody that preaches another gospel, a gospel without the blood of Jesus Christ, is a false gospel. It's a false doctrine. Amen. Leave it. Amen. And get back to Jesus. The brazen altar Then there was a place of water. We call this place the laver. It's where the place of cleansing. It's where the priest would clean his face and his feet. And when we go on into the, there's a curtain that separates that outer court to the inner court. And over on the right side, we find a table of showbread. This table of showbread had stacks of unleavened bread. Y'all with me? Unleavened bread. And they were, I believe it kind of like this. There was 12 cakes on that table. I believe it might have been a stack of six on this side and a stack of six on this side. And you say, what's that representing, preacher? Well, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, amen, there's 66 books in your Bible. Jesus is the bread of life, amen. Thank God that book is a solid book, thank the Lord, amen. God knows what he's doing, amen. How in the world could there be 66? Y'all got that, amen? And if you take a left turn, right there's that candlestick. It's the only light for all the tabernacle. Amen, praise God. Then you move on a little bit farther. And there's a place called the incense altar. And there were special ingredients that it took to be placed into that incense altar. And frankincense was one of those ingredients that was placed there, amen, to cause that sweet-smelling savor to go up before God. Now, I want you to picture it in your mind now. And that priest is out there, and there's, look here, I'm telling you, sacrifice. I don't know if y'all ever skinned a deer, but there's a smell there. Amen, that smell of death's there. And there's a smell that comes with, I'm not trying to be gross. I'm trying to paint a picture this morning. If you go outside them, listen, you go outside that curtain, there's a smell, amen. That old blood and all that. I mean, man, that thing's just nasty out there. There's blood there. That's why they had a laver. But I'm telling you, you ever get on that inside, thank God. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about there's a sweet smelling savor of going up to God all the time. I'm talking about this morning. There's one more veil. You pass into that veil. The high priest was only allowed to go into that place one time a year. The first time he went in, he had to offer the blood for himself. He has to ask God and get things right between him and God first. Then he'd go back into that, past that veil again, and he'd go in there, amen, and offer the blood for the people. You say, what's that got to do with anything? Inside that Holy of Holies was a place called the Ark of the Covenant, amen. And that ark was overlaid with pure gold. But on top of that ark sat a mercy seat. And that mercy seat, amen, that mercy seat was a place where there was two cherubim that looked down all the time on the top of that ark. That them two cherubim was looking for something. They were looking for the blood. They were looking for the blood. You say, what? They're looking for the blood. Amen. The blood of the sacrifice. Because that blood would be placed on the lid of that mercy seat. And then they couldn't see the sins that man had committed down below. I'm telling this morning that there were specific gifts that was given for that mercy seat. It was made out of pure gold. Are y'all listening to me this morning? It wasn't overlaid. It was made out of pure gold. And the Bible said that it was a beaten work. That they had beat it into shape. All right, that gold. Listen, let me talk about that gift of the gold for just a moment. Gold has been a precious metal. A very valuable commodity, if you will. And gold was chosen by God to be used in the Ark of the Covenant. Where do you get gold from? From the ground, right? Specifically, you get it from a what? She said a mine. I would say we just call it a rock. Amen. You say, what are you trying to say, preacher? That there's treasures found in the rock. Oh, I tell you, you say, how do you get to the rock, preacher? Well, you've got to take some dynamite, and a lot of times you've got to drill a hole in the ground or drill a hole in the rock. You've got to drop that dynamite in there and set it on fire. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that there's help found in the rock. The rock's the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. That's where all of our help comes from. It's from the Lord. If you ever get to the rock, honey, you'll get to the gold. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.